Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, I pray that you are mightily moved this day by your spirit. Help us to speak your word all from the heart. Lord, bless us to speak your word from the heart, oh Lord. Everyone that ministers and every comment, blessed to be Holy Ghost comments. Bless pastors, he go forth today as well. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right. We're ending St. John chapter 17. And verse 26, if I start at verse 25 again, he said, oh, this is Jesus speaking, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. We covered that last week, but there's something here. As we look to the Lord, we see him, and it reminded me of something that Pastor said a long time ago. When we studied the Word of God, demons fall off our lives. All the persuasions of this world, we see things in a clearer way, and that's what we go by. And Satan can't attach himself to our thoughts because of the Word of God. And the love of God, that's the light of God's way. You learn so much as we love God, and it helps us to receive his Word. In chapter 15, he said, now you're clean because of the Word. They have been hearing the Word. And when you want to kill a problem, just like David had no problem killing Goliath, you know, that represents us destroying our own challenges. And when you want to kill them, look to Jesus. You'll see Jesus, and he'll be greater in your eyes. His word will be greater. We don't physically see him, but we're going by the word of God. So that's bigger in your eyes than the problems. The problems grow smaller, and the word of God grows bigger in your eyes, in our eyes. And when we love God this way and love each other this way, this is what happens.
Magnify the Lord.
Yeah, he's magnified in our eyes. And so, and his word and the promises. And then we choose to believe it. And our faith is always present and current. And he told me something about doubt. Doubt is a disabler. He told me that a while back. But yesterday he said doubt is looking away from God. Doubt looks away from God. That's what doubt does. It looks at the problem. It looks at the challenge. Nobody else got healed of this before, or nobody else did what you're about to do. And doubt looks at the situation. It looks away from God at the situation. And then he said something about faith. Last night he said, faith looks to God and simultaneously rejects darkness. So faith is looking to God, rejecting darkness, and doubt is a look. So you have to look at the Lord without doubt. And then you'll have what you say. You'll have what you're after. But last week he had me saying this, that even in success, don't look at the success, look at him. Keep looking unto the Lord. Because even good things can be a distraction. And it can, if you get something you want, you're happy about it. It happens slow. You can be distracted by the success, and you'll depend on it more than you do God. And then, you know, of course, you lose it then. But when looking, it's what we do. It's the way we see. It's not that God is punishing us for looking at it. It's just we need to look at him in order to continue to go forward. And you're going to be blessed for it, but your life will grow stronger and stronger as our attention is on him. And this is the realm that Jesus is wanting us to enjoy. He said, O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. He know this. Jesus never had a problem getting an answer. He never had a problem going forward in the will of God. He never had a problem He always had more than enough. He always conquered his problems. He always healed the people that would believe. He never had a shortcoming. He was always, this is why. He said, I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. So that's what, they did know that God sent Jesus, and they would believe God through Jesus. As long as Jesus was around, they look at him and they do fine.
Apostle, you can definitely tell that they believe because they left everything.
Yeah.
They left out, and that they put their believing in him in action.
Yeah.
Peter told, Lord, we left everything. I mean, we don't. And so that put it into action. Yeah. That showed us that, yeah.
Uh-huh. And we can yield that way too. Whatever we have, just be yielded. Look at him. Operate by the word of God only. The Lord gave me this writing one time. It said, doing what blesses only. And it was talking about doing the things of God only. Whatever you do, do out of his love and enjoy him. When you propel in life and you growing from glory to glory, no distractions, you're not letting Satan in, and you're winning in life. When you keep looking at the Lord, he's going to show you more than you ever, you're going to learn more than you ever thought you'd learn.
Amen.
And, you know, that's why whenever I used to say that God is mightily moving by his spirit, he would give me revelation upon revelation of what he's doing.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. And over time, he'll reveal things that I've been wanting to know.
Amen.
But that's how it works. And he's going to do you that. He's going to take you in him. The same communion that Jesus enjoyed, you're going to have. And you're going to do greater works than he did, because that's how it is. You know, think about it this way. All right. Somebody live the light. They do it openly and on purpose. And the world sees it. People start changing. They start growing. They start expecting more. Now, the Holy Spirit, he can fully supply. So the next generation, a foundation has been laid out there. And he can build on top of that. He can reveal more and more. So and so on and so on. A greater work will be required. It's not just about us. It's about the whole thing, what God is building. You know, my children, they would come down for prayer. I know for a fact that if I had an ache back then when I was their age with the mindset I had, I wouldn't have went down for prayer. They'll go get prayer. Now, that's because the word was taught while they were young and they had faith for it. And if you went, very few children went down to get saved or went down for prayer when I was coming up. My dad ran a revival, and one of my best friends went down. He got saved, and I didn't do it. He did. So a milestone has been reached in the generations, because when the word goes forward, then people expect more. Not everybody, but there are some out there, and the Lord can work through them. So it's going to be required. When the more the foundation is laid, the more the Holy Spirit is going to answer that need. And if people can receive more, he's going to give more. He's unlimited. Now, God willing, next week we'll be in chapter 18. But these last few scriptures are so rich, and I wanted to share that what he gave yesterday. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Yeah, here it is. In verse 24. See, communion with God takes us far. We're going to learn things that we can't learn on our own. But focusing on him, you learn so much more and faster. And the more we learn, the better we do. Verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. The disciples, they looked to Jesus and they believed that God sent him. And like Mary said, they left everything to follow him. So they could really appreciate a guy in his stead. That's why they were able to go forward. They received the Holy Spirit. They received his guidance. And they did the same works that Jesus did and greater works as they continued. And that's what communion does for us. Our relationship with God, it changes the whole dynamic. We end with prayer.
You know, I like what you said last time, our relationship with God. Communion builds our relationship with God, mm-hmm. but it also builds our relationship with each other.
And with each other, yeah. And that's important, because when God speaks through each of us, it's just as important. It's good. Learn so much. Dear Lord, I thank you for the unity. Yeah. I thank you for your love, your guidance, your wisdom. Yeah. Help us to do all and everything that's in your heart for us to do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yeah.